Hello. Welcome to Wombats and Music. This is your host, Harry Baia, bringing you Wombats and Music from Emory and Henry College in Emory, Virginia. This is my opportunity each week to bring you my favorite songs, things I just love to listen to and share with you. Usually a variety. The Wombats, when I have them, are oddball things, poetry readings, little stories, jokes, whatever. Those are things that I throw in to liven up the show. I haven't got a wombat planned tonight, but I may try and find one for you. But I do have a lot of music set up, and I'm going to start right off with something I've played not too long ago. It's a fiddle song, and I'm just fascinated by it. I'm taking fiddle lessons these days, old-time fiddle, and I've tried to learn to play this song. Not too well, I might add, but I do love it. It's John Hartford, and he's playing Blackberry Blossom. John Hartford was a great fiddler and banjo player, died in 2001. He was from New York City, but he grew up in St. Louis, and he was influenced by the Mississippi River. He became a Mississippi River boat pilot as well as an accomplished musician, and he was famous for his music, and he liked to dance. He'd do a little shuffle dance while he was playing. Sometimes you can hear his feet tapping. I'm not sure whether that's in this song or not, but we'll find out. See if you can hear feet tapping. So this is John Hartford, Blackberry Blossom.
Now Garfield playing at the mouth of a holler, and Ed said, Garfield, what's that tune? Garfield chewing a chew-a-chew tobacco, spit right down in the blackberry bush. Said, by God, well, we'll just call her Blackberry Blossom, and I guess they did. Strings and a white bone keys, and I held the fiddle against his chest. Well, I carried the rage of a blind man's soul as he rocked the fiddle and he pulled the bow.
John Hartford playing Blackberry Blossom, and that tune haunts me. Next is another tune that haunts me. This is Old Joe Clark. Old Joe Clark is a classic song. I looked it up. It first was recorded around 1918. Old Joe Clark was an actual man. He was born in back in the 19th century and died, was murdered. There are over 90 verses to this that have been collected, so it's a well-known tune. This particular performance is by one of my fiddle teachers, Sam Gobble, and I'm pretty sure it's by him because the way the band, he counts off at the beginning and then you hear the guitar. He would give me, each week he'd give me a CD of the song he wanted me to learn or he thought I might want to learn, and he would play both parts. He'd play the guitar and then he'd play it again with the fiddle, And I think this is a wonderful arrangement. It the thing I like about it is that it keeps varying the tune just a little bit each time, which is typical of fiddle players. I'm going to sing you a little bit of the tune so you can get the idea what the basic tune is. Round and around, old Joe Clark, round and around, I say. Round and around, old Joe Clark, I'm a-going away. I went down to old Joe's house, old Joe wasn't at home. Eat up all his ham and eat up all his bone. That's more or less it. It's a very repetitive kind of thing. Da-da-da-da-da-da-dum. It's in a diatonic mode, which means that it doesn't have all the notes in the scale. And it gives it this odd modal kind of feel. But Sam plays with the tune. He just constantly varies it. So once you get, by the way, almost all fiddle tunes you hear are A, they play an A, have an A part and a B part. And they go A, A, B, B, A, A, B, B. So listen for the A part, listen for it repeat. Listen for the B part, listen for repeat. Then you should be back to the A part, so it'll sound very much like the first time. Of course, when you hear a fiddle tune for the first time, it takes quite a while to figure out where the A and A parts are, A and B parts are, but you'll get it. But notice, if you can, that the A part differs a little bit each time, and the B part differs a little bit each time. I find this fascinating. I also just love this recording. Sam Gobble from Mountain City, Tennessee, playing old Joe Clark from a fiddle lesson. Now we're going to do a different kind of fiddler. Now that's classic old-time fiddle in my mind. That's how I think of it. This is Lisa Schneckenberger, another instructor. I only took one class from her, but I watched her perform all weekend. I was on a weekend. She was on a tiny little woman, probably early 30s, I'd say, cute as a button, from New England, and a master fiddler. Her write-up said described her as a master fiddler, and I think she went to the Boston Conservatory, whatever. She majored in creative music, and this is a modern style fiddle, but still old-timey. And I think she does it's just fun to listen to her play. Something about her style fascinates me, and I'm a fiddle fan. So you're getting a lot of fiddle music tonight. We'll be going off into country music after this, but I think I've got this is a fiddle song, and then I have Lisa singing a song. This is Lisa Schneckenberger playing. Let's see what this is called. It's Melissa Without the Me. So it's two fiddle tunes. That was Lisa Schneckenberger. What a terrible last name. Oh, but who cares? If you can make music like that, you can have any name you want. So the next song is by her. She sings it. And she doesn't play the fiddle by bow. She plucks it like you might pluck a guitar or a banjo to accompany herself on the fiddle. And her voice is like a fiddle itself. It's just, I think it's just absolutely beautiful. When she was at the camp weekend, I was just in a daze. I couldn't believe they had somebody that good performing for our little folk music weekend. I thought she was just terrific, and she was fun to watch, too, but that really didn't matter. The real thing was what you could hear. You could close your eyes and go away. So this other song by her is called The Irish Girl, and I don't know much about the song, but this is Lisa singing and accompanying herself by plucking on the violin.
As I roved out one evening down by the riverside, looking all around me, an Irish girl I spied. So red and rosy were her cheeks, and yellow was her hair, and costly were the robes of gold my Irish girl did wear. First time that I saw my love, I was sick and feeling bad. All that I could ask of her was that she might tie my head. I asked her if one as bad as me could ever mind again. For love is a sword, disorder. Did you ever feel pain? Let the wind blow high. If I were a butterfly, I'd light on my love's breast. If I were a linnet, I'd sing my love to rest. But if I were some nightingale, I'd sing till the morning came. For once I loved an Irish girl, she's my joy and only dear. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty to stand by. Let the wind blow high and low, me boys, let the seas run mountains high. It is the seaman's duty to stand by. It is the seaman's duty to stand by.
That was Lisa Schneckenberger singing The Irish Girl and plucking the violin to go with it. You're listening to Harry Baya on Wombats and Music. We come on Monday nights at 7 o'clock and Saturday afternoons at 1 from WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station in Emory and Henry, Virginia. And I'm playing you all my favorite songs. Some I've played before, some I haven't. But each of them is something that I just relish in. Here's a new one for me. I'm reading Steve Jobs' biography. Steve Jobs has always been one of my heroes, although I will say after the first third of the biography, he was not exactly a hero anymore. He was more of a villain. but I still admire his results. Now I'm warming up a little bit as the book goes on, but there was a quote in the book, and they gave the source. I don't remember what it was, but the quote was something like this. I think it was a famous artist. He said, "Good artists copy, great artists steal." I like that. Well, I recently played part of one of Steve Fisher's shows. Steve Fisher has a show on WEHC just like I do, and he plays a lot of folk music, and almost all of his music has a message of one sort or another, whereas I just play anything I like, and some of it does have a message. But I heard this song on his show. It's by Nancy Griffith. It's called The Radio. It may have a longer title, but Nancy Griffith is a folk singer from Austin, Texas. She's now located in Asheville. She's still performing around a lot, and I looked her up. She has sung with or recorded with practically every folk person you ever, John Prine, Iris DeMeritt, Judy Collins, Emmylou Harris, Don McLean, Jimmy Buffett, Willie Nelson. It's just on and on. So she has really sung with all the great people, and she's one of the great people herself. This is a song about the radio. Well, here you are on the radio. I'm on the radio, and you're listening to the radio. And here's a song about the radio. And the basic idea is that even when you're alone, at least you've got the radio. At least Nancy Griffith thinks this is a good thing.
Evening rain. These Delta towns wear satin gowns in a happy frame. The Ritalin guides my hands through the radio. Where would I be in times like these without the songs Loretta wrote? 'Cause when you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. When you can't find a friend, you still got the radio. The radio. Oh, listen to the radio, the radio. Oh, listen to the radio, radio. Oh, oh. I left a handsome two-step, the good old boy in Tennessee. Now I'm sitting on the sofa, he's looking for a supper, wondering what's become of me. I got a 008 Tina Martin guitar in the backseat of the car. Hey, are you Emily? The radio, listen to the radio. The radio, oh, listen to the radio. It's the radio, oh, listen to the radio.
That was Nancy Griffith singing "The Radio." We're all part of that song. We're living that song. If you can't find a friend, listen to the radio. Or you can listen to the radio with your friends too. Next song is by James Blunt. I heard it recently and liked it and got it, and I'll play it for you. It's kind of different for me. It's not my normal fare. I looked him up. It says he is a mix of acoustic-tinged pop, rock, and folk. How's that for a strange combination? And the name of the song is "You're Beautiful," and it talks about just a chance meeting of a girl, a woman who he's totally captured by and knows he'll never see again. Well, we guys, I don't know, women may have this too. I don't know, but certainly I do, and some friends. We'll see someone on a bus or an airplane or somewhere and just think, wow, and be totally mesmerized, and then never get to talk to them, never get to speak to them, just have this image of them in your mind. And it's not just that they are necessarily terribly attractive, although usually they are, but it's something in the eyes or the face or the smile or something. So this song captures that. James Blunt is British, and I have a lot in common with him, sort of. He's the son of an Army officer. Well, so am I. His father was a colonel, as was mine, and he served in the Army, as did I. He currently lives in Ibiza, Spain, the island. My younger son, Paul, is a cruise director, and he went to Ibiza on his vacation. I looked it up. Apparently, that's the party island of the world. I couldn't believe the write-up that you get if you look it on the web for Ibiza. So that's where James Blunt lives, and good for him. Anyway, this is a song by one of his hits, and I thought it was great, and it captures a moment. This "You're Beautiful," the idea that it happens to some people, and so maybe it'll happen to you.
Another man, but I won't lose no sleep on that, 'cause I've got a plan. You're beautiful, you're beautiful, you're beautiful, it's true. I saw your face in a crowded place.
I will never be with you.
That was You're Beautiful by James Blunt. I told you it's a little different, and I like it. We're going to have a real change of pace now. I'm going to play something by John Anderson called Chicken Truck. I just heard this just this week and tracked it down. It's a different kind. John Anderson's a great singer. He sang one of my favorite songs, Seminole Winds. I heard him perform at the at a fair in Castlewood County Fair maybe 3 or 4 years ago. And he's great, just a great performer. And this is one of his early hits. I'd never heard it before. It's called Chicken Truck, and it's kind of country music with a silly story. But I like it. Here we go.
Chicken truck from Georgia, and the feathers was flying like snow out of the sky. I couldn't get up the speed enough to pass him, and the funny smell was getting close to me. And something keeps on messing up my windshield. Gets to see, I say. Yeah, chicken truck, behind it I'm stuck. Chicken truck, it just might up. Chicken truck, on Highway 65, yeah. Oh, the hens are squawking and the roosters are crowing. He's slowing me down and I need to keep going. Chicken truck, on Highway 65, yeah. Tennessee. He had a box of Colonel Sanders on his dashboard. When he was eating fried chicken and a thorns of bones on me. Yeah, chicken truck, behind it I'm stuck. Chicken truck, just my luck. Chicken truck, on Highway 65. Walking and the roosters are crowing. He's slowing me down and I need to keep going. Chicken truck on Highway 65, yeah.
That was Chicken Truck by John Anderson. I wonder if he can see out his windshield. I love it. He finally passes the guy driving the chicken truck, and he's got Kentucky Fried Chicken, and he's throwing the bones out onto this guy who's been behind him all along, and now he's getting hit with the chicken bones. Things are rough out there on Highway 65. While we're in that mood, I'm going to play another one of my favorites from the same, the same bag. This is I Wash My Hands in Muddy Waters by Charlie Rich, one of the great country music singers of our era, the Silver Fox, they called him. And so this is Charlie Rich, and it's kind of like, you know, there's a metaphor here. It's something to do with sometimes you sort of get bent the wrong way from the start, and that's what's happened to this guy in this song. He's trying to live a good life, but somewhere back there he washed his hands in muddy waters, and it's just going to stay with him forever.
said, son, if you keep your hands clean, you won't hear them bloodhounds on the trail. But I feel in bad companion about the man up in Tennessee. They called me way up in Nashville. They locked me up and they took away the key. Well, I wash my hands.
Washed my hands in muddy waters. Sometimes I think I may have washed my hands a little bit in muddy waters, but not as bad as him. He's got a bad case. While we're in this bag, I was going to mix it up, but I'm not going to do it. I'm going to give you another song that has the same feel to it for me. It's by Leroy Van Dyke. It's called Black Cloud, and it's about a man who's having a rough time. There's a black cloud over his head no matter what he does. But he has got a good woman in his life, and that's good to hear. And that good woman is helping him deal with his black cloud. So I'm glad to hear that. And I get a kick out of the fact that in spite of this song is a kind of depressing, it also has a little bit of silver lining to his black clouds.
There's a black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. With that old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good luck. On the very first Saturday of every month, I go to town to get me some pay. When I ask my boss man about a draw, this is what my boss man say. There's a black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. With that old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good luck. Well, I earn my living by the sweat of my brow. I work so hard at my job every day. With that old black cloud hanging over my head to drive my dreams away. And if it wasn't for the help of the one I love to tell my troubles to, there just ain't no telling what that old black cloud might drive this poor boy to do. There's a black cloud hanging over my head, down to my last buck. With that old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good luck. I put a seed in the ground for to grow me a tree. This is what that black cloud done. It sent all the locusts to eat up the tree. I tell you, I am not the lucky one. And one of these days when I'm laid away, I know that black cloud can't wait. It's gonna hover over me on Judgment Day to keep me out of the pearly gate.
there's a black cloud hanging over my head. Down to my last buck, with that old black cloud hanging over my head, there ain't no such thing as good luck.
That was Black Cloud by Leroy Van Dyke. And I've got a wombat coming up for you. I'm old enough to have senior moments, so if I've told this joke before on the air, it's a senior moment. I don't think I have. But I have a kid. Someone did tell me one time, and I played a song one week. I think my son told me. I played a song one week that I'd played the previous week and seemed to have forgotten completely that I'd played it. Well, senior moment. So the joke for you is... this is the story of the first senior moment in history. This goes way back, too. This is the first senior moment, and you'll understand. So Noah was getting the ark ready to go. You know, he was loading on all the animals, and it began to rain. And he was getting on the last of the animals, and the rain rose. And so Noah closed the ark doors and sailed off. And as the ark was sailing off, there were these two dinosaurs over on a mountaintop. They looked over and they saw the ark. And one dinosaur said to the other, "Oh, was that today?" Well, that was the first senior moment. So, you know, telling a joke on a radio doesn't have... it's not like telling it to a live audience. You get absolutely no response. So... you can't tell whether your audience has just sort of said, "That was terrible," or whether they're out there giggling. So it's hard to tell a joke on the radio. You need two people. I'll have to bring somebody in. Then I can tell a joke, and if it falls flat, we'll know it falls flat. That was my wombat for today. The remainder of the songs for the show are from another world, completely from anything we've been playing. First is one of my all-time favorites by Cyndi Lauper. It's called "Time After Time." And I put it on every now and then, partly because I like to hear it. It's just a great song. I don't know what it means, but it's something to do with relationships and trying to get it right and failing and then pressing on. There's also a message in there about I'll always be there for you no matter what. And in a strong relationship, you have that feeling, and then after it's over, it's a funny thing to think how you're still there for that person in some way, but you're not. And so the song catches that too, I think. So this is Cyndi Lauper singing "Time After Time."
Thank you.
Cyndi Lauper with Time After Time. Now we're going to move into something Japanese. This is, I think, the only song in Japanese ever to get to the top of the hit parade. Maybe the only one ever even got on the hit parade. This is Sukiyaki by a Japanese singer, Kyu Sakamoto. And it's a great tune. The music is wonderful, and it's because it's in Japanese, I mean, no one understands it. And that's not true. I don't understand it, and I doubt that very few, I think probably no one listening to this show speaks Japanese, but there might be someone, and they can understand it. It's a love song, I've been told, I've read. But the title, Sukiyaki, has nothing to do with the song whatsoever. When the song came over to the U.S. from Japan, the people publishing it wanted a name that Americans would associate with Japan, and Sukiyaki seemed like a good name, so they picked it, even though Sukiyaki is a food, and this is not about food, it's about love. Anyway, it's another one of the songs that I like to hear over and over, so now you get to hear it.
涙が来ないように思い出す春の日一人ぼっちの夜上を向いて歩こう滲んだ 星を数えて思い出す夏の日一人ぼっちの夜幸せは雲の上に幸せを空の 涙がこぼれないように泣きながら歩く一人ぼっちの夜 一人ぼっちの夜悲しみは星の影に悲しみは月の影に上を向いて歩こう涙が溺れ 泣きながら歩く一人ぼっちの夜一人ぼっちの夜
That was Sukiyaki by Kyu Sakamoto. One critic commenting on the fact they chose the name Sukiyaki for the song said that it would be like taking the song Moon River and putting it in Japanese and calling it Beef Stew. A little twist. The final song of the evening, which we won't get to hear all of, so as is my tradition, I will play as the start of the next show, is Old Same Old Lang Syne by Dan Fogelberg. And it's a great song. It tells a story of two old lovers, people who used to be lovers, meeting in a supermarket and just resuming their friendship briefly. and it catches a sort of a lyrical way that you can get back with someone you used to know and feel good about it and yet not really know what to do next. And so you won't hear the end of the song, but you'll hear the start. Was the Same Old Lang Syne by Dan Fogelberg. You've been listening to Wombats and Music with your host Harry Baya from Emory and Henry College on WEHC FM 90.7, your college and community station. I bring this show to you every Monday night at 7 and Saturday afternoons at 1, and I hope you'll join me next week. Until then, I wish you could keep doing what I urge you to do every week and I urge myself to do, which is to celebrate most joyously our being here at all. Goodbye.